Hey everyone,
we're back, and it's not like 10 and 12 days later.
I'm Sarah, and with me is my amazing husband Dave, and Big Zeke is in here, and Dave is going to do his best to not acknowledge him or say the, you know, Big Zeke or anything like that, right babe?
Yeah, no guarantees. I mean, he's laying on me and
he's looking handsome.
It's difficult being his favorite human. And
he says, you're just a huge sucker, Dad.
Yes.
All right. So we really wanted to give a nice recap, and we wanted to go over some Strength Finder stuff today. So that's what we're on to do. So do we want to start with our recaps since the other day?
Yeah. Basically, David ran a 1:30 and 30-second half marathon. That's like a 6:54 per mile pace for an hour and a half. So,
yeah, It was pretty nice. It was a little chilly. Loved it. It was a little chilly on my walk today. Loved it.
And I'll be the high scoring team in our fantasy football league for the second week in a row.
Yeah.
By like a considerable margin.
My team's showing a little bit of promise, but I just don't know.
I think the league's over. I mean, I'm just freaking.
That good, I know.
Yeah, it's.
Just that it's your just year. Might
run away with it this year, yeah. It's good.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah.
So, man, that's about the extent of our great updates.
Yeah, Isaac had basketball trial. I mean, he knows he made the team and all that, obviously. But
yeah, in theory,
went through the formality that is tryouts.
True, he did well, from what we understand.
Yeah.
We can't wait to kind of get into another season. We're working on wrapping up soccer season and doing stuff for that. And let's see. Houses are moving forward-ish, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. The people buying the house waived the appraisal. So that's one less thing to worry about.
Yeah. So a couple weeks and it's not our house anymore.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about. Anyways. I love how well David did. I love watching them do their sports and stuff, especially when they get all excited.
Yeah, it was. I mean, he was disappointed with how his last cross country race went, and by the time he finished, I had found a race for us to do, and he freaking. I mean, he didn't really. I mean, he was in cross country shape, but then right after cross country, he did a 10 miler, and for him to be able to run that. Like a 1:30.
He did come in third. It was a small race, but two guys who were 25 and 26 that traveled 2 hours beat him. It was great. They sat and talked with him and cracked me up.
Yeah.
Super nice.
Yeah. Like they were saying, I mean, his potential was just through the roof.
I know.
For the longer distances. I mean, doing the 8K and the 10K in college will be a lot easier for him than the 5K, I mean, that's even, you know, I'd say like 8K is like almost an all-out sprint for him. Because, I mean, he can go for a long time. And it was cold.
It was.
At the start of the race yesterday.
It was chilly. It wasn't as cold as what, you know, it is right now. I mean, it's 36 right now.
Yep. So. Parts of Ohio are getting snow. Not us. I mean, we specifically are in this area of Ohio for many reasons, and that's one of them. Less snow.
A little bit less, yeah. So, how do you want to start talking about our Strengths Finder?
Well, first I need to get my thing out from underneath our dog.
Don't worry, he didn't move very much.
No, he did. Oh, dude, how did you get on the wire? Okay, so this is the Gallup Clifton Strength Finder thing that we're talking about here. We started this with me doing the thing about 6 or 7 years ago when I started. Like, I had to as an assignment, but with that assignment, they only gave you the your top five strengths. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. Like it. You know, it focuses on strengths or signature themes, but it doesn't it doesn't necessarily talk about weaknesses. It just wants you to look at your strengths. So up until a couple, actually on the way to Ohio, at the end of June, we paid to get, like, instead of the top five, we got, like, all of them. Let me see how many there are.
31.
Here.
32.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's actually 34, but good.
34,
good.
Okay.
I appreciate your enthusiasm there. Yes, so we only knew the top five, and I'll read off my top five. Number one is futuristic. Number two is learner. Three is focus. And I'm going to tell you, if you looked at all 34, you would probably guess those three in my top five. But then number four, harmony. And then number five, significance. And it gives you this huge printout that tells you all sorts of stuff. And a lot of things make sense when you look at this.
Well, why don't you explain a little bit about each of the ones that are on your top? And then how you kind of see them fitting into the way you really are.
Yeah, it's only like two sentences each, so I'm just going to kind of skim over them real quick. So for the futuristic one, it says, people who are especially talented in the futuristic theme are inspired by the future and what could be. They inspire others with their visions of the future, which I am a little bit of a planner, so I like to think, I like to be forward thinking, and that makes me think about the, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but when I was talking with you about your Pampered Chef stuff, mm-hmm. and we were out on a walk with the dogs, and I asked you, I said, so where do you see yourself in 10 years with Pampered Chef? And like, there's like slight like horrified / like panic. Where you looked at me and you said, well, I've never thought 10 years out. And I'm like, well.
Well, I mean, I do, but I don't plan 10 years out.
Yeah. Yeah, so that, I think that one, like, definitely that, I think anybody could that knows me would have said that that's number one. And then number two here, learner, says people talented in the learner theme have a great desire to learn and want to continuously improve. In particular, the process of learning rather than the outcome excites them, which is, I think, fairly true for me.
You know what's funny is, based on the wanting to learn, I wouldn't have pegged you as that. But your continuous process improvement and continuous improvement of self and stuff, that's where that applies to you.
Yeah, like where it says the process of learning rather than the outcome excites them. I'm not sure if I agree with that for me, because, like, for me to get, you know, even, like, undergraduate degrees, I wanted to do that so that I could move from being enlisted to being an officer. And even getting the doctorate, I wanted to get that so that I could get a better job when I needed something for my post-military career. And then the other three that round out my top five were focus, harmony, and significance. So significance, I mean, you would definitely know, you know, with me with the significance one. So.
And why don't you, like, explain the harmony a little bit? Because that one, to me, it kind of made me laugh because it didn't really, like, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I don't see you as somebody who's seeking to keep lack of conflict.
Yeah, and that's not it.
And that's why I said, and that's part of it,
where it says, like, look for consensus, which I think, you know, I always try for, where most of the time I try to where, like, it's everyone wins, if possible. And people in harmony, they don't enjoy conflict. Rather, they seek areas of agreement. I wouldn't say that I don't enjoy conflict, but if it's something that matters, I'm not afraid of conflict.
Yes. Well, and I think part of that, because you're an 8 on the Enneagram, and you're seeking justice in, like, family, any of those people that are close to you, you're, like, your claws come out for those purposes. And then there's a lot of other purposes where you just kind of leave things go. You know, but when it comes to your standing up for yourself or others around you, you really don't, I don't want to say you don't mind conflict, but, it, you know when to do it.
Yeah, but look at these, even like 6 and 7, I could say that like my numbers 6 and 7 could also be like top 3 or 4.
Well, that's what I'm gonna go over my, like, my 5 strongest, but I am going to run through my whole list to see. And because I want them to hear our list versus your list versus my list, and where your top or my bottom, like,
yeah, like it's you know, they're basically inverted when you look at both.
There
of
are
us.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
So
that's good to know, you know. And now I mean, it's interesting where we got to know that after being married for about 20 years. So now a lot of things that happened, you know, 15, 20 years ago make a lot more sense now. And I definitely think it's worth, I mean, I had to do this for school. I didn't have, I mean, that was just like the top 5, but then we did the, even, you know, we got the full report. Then there's all the books, like there's a strength-based leadership, there's a strength-based marriage, strength-based parenting.
So would you like to go ahead and read through your rest of your list?
You can if you want, because I'd prefer, like, I went through, like, the top 7. I'd rather you go through mine.
We didn't actually talk about those
two. What, like, achiever and discipline?
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, achiever says great deal of stamina, work hard, satisfaction from being busy or productive. Yes. Discipline. Enjoy routine and structure. Which that, I mean, if I would have had that for number 1, it wouldn't have surprised anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Best described by the order they create. I don't know, like, number 8, competition. I mean, I am competitive, but if I choose to be competitive with something, I'm very competitive, but...
No, you're generally pretty competitive. Like, it's not I'm not sometimes.
Yeah, so I want to go now to, like, my bottom couple. I'll start at, okay, number 28, like, we're, like, not really good. Or not, it's not a big thing
it's
for me.
It's not as strong.
Yeah. Positivity. Which, yeah. I mean, I can be positive, but, you know.
Oh, God, when we married, you had a worst-case scenario for everything, like when we were dating and married.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still married, but, you know.
Yeah, then developer. Recognize and cultivate the potential in others.
Don't worry, we'll go over this. Yeah. Just
Which
keep
is,
going through.
Yeah. I mean, like, I teach and all that, but, like, if...
No.
I'm not going to force somebody to learn if you don't want to learn, kind of thing. The next context. Okay, enjoy thinking about the past. I don't.
Oh, you skipped over ideation, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Able to find connections between seemingly... this. Okay, yeah, I don't even know what to look. Yeah. Okay. And then includer. Yeah, not so much includer.
No, you were not.
They show awareness to those who feel left out and make an effort to include them. No. I don't, like, not include people. But,
no, but you don't seek out. You don't, like, if you notice it, you don't necessarily go and draw somebody in.
Yeah, so I think I almost kind of take offense to the bottom two.
What are they?
Here. So the next to bottom one is empathy. Apparently, I don't have a lot of empathy.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Isaac, our guest.
Oh, we're podcasting.
Hello.
Let's go to bed.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell our guests hello?
Oh, come on.
Isaac, I'm going to tell you.
Your hair's on fleek.
I'm about to go over how my worst strength is adaptability. So
what do you think of that, son?
So get the heck out, because I don't want to adapt to you being in here.
I want to listen to this.
Tell the guest about Dad and his adaptability.
Dude, it's not very good.
Dude, I'm telling you, you're playing with fire, holding that by Zeke's mouth, because you're right by Isaac's mouth, so you're right by Zeke's butt.
And go on, buddy. Go to bed.
He says, no, that was that Whole Foods dog food that gave me the problems. Computer.
Let's go to bed. Come on. Buddy, go to bed. Okay. See you later,
love
son.
Love you, bud. Good night. Hey, can you shut the door, please?
Well, why? They have their door shut. They don't love us anymore.
Yeah.
Teenagers.
Yeah. So that was interesting. But what's funny is we were like fascinated by this, especially, it's like, looking at yours, looking at mine. We did the thing while you were driving on the way to Ohio. But then,
well, we went over them. I already did the test.
Yeah, but
that.
Like I'm on the iPad, kind of looking and trying to put yours next to mine, and all that. And it was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, lead right up to that, yours and mine. this cracks me up. So I'm gonna just do the brief. And I'm going to go through mine, like, kind of in order. And so that way everybody can hear the 34 themes of it. So, developer is my number one. So, you talk about how, and that was at your bottom where you're like, I don't want to teach them. Well,
yeah, for you it was number one. For me it was number,
29. 30.
No. 30, yes. 30. Bingo.
Yeah. So, okay, and here's what it is. So people who are especially talented in developer recognize and cultivate potential in others. They spot the signs of small improvement and derive satisfaction from these improvements. So like maybe you're in a habit of not brushing your teeth, right?
So the day you come up with that one?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that's like
that
not offensive.
Really so, interesting. So, wow.
So, okay.
Go on.
Say,
I guess.
Like, you know, you brush your teeth one day, I'll be like, great job. You did it the one time. Because I'm genuinely excited that you've done it. Or, you know, you do it 3 out of 5 days when you hadn't done any. Well, you've done it 3 out of 5 days. Keep up the progress. So those little improvements help to spur things on. So, you know, again, now my number two, positivity. So, I mean, this all ties into exactly how I'm explaining it and like how my brain works. I'm going to stay on the positive side of things. I have enthusiasm that is contagious. They are upbeat and can get others excited about what they're going to do. So I can get excited about developing that potential in others. My number three is empathy.
Yeah.
Like I feel and empathy. Actually, I was listening to something. A lot of them, you know, a lot of people now are more apathetic towards things. So empathy really is a valuable gift because I can sense the feelings of other people and I can imagine myself being in their shoes. So that's where sometimes when you'd be like, oh, I can understand both sides when you hear me saying that because I can empathize with them. My number four, Dave loves, is woo. And that is, they love the challenge of meeting new people and winning them over. They derive satisfaction from breaking the ice and making the connection with another person. So it's always like finding something. So then number five is connectedness for me. People who are especially talented in the connectedness theme have faith in the links between all things. They believe there are few coincidences and almost everything has a reason. And it truly does. I mean, you look at so many things and how it's all connected and interwoven between conversations, you know, our move here, even stuff like that. And so all of that, I mean, you think about how enthusiastic I am, how I encourage people so well, and how I get excited when people do things. I mean, it's like, it makes perfect sense. And then, so my number six is actually communication. So now, granted, sometimes my communication is not good because I can't always match my feelings with my thoughts because that's just the way I'm wired, but I can make great conversation and I can do a heck of a presentation, you know? Right?
Yes, dear. What was that look for?
I don't know.
You asked for confirmation. I gave you that. What were you?
I know.
Was I supposed to?
I don't know. I'm just expecting a little back and forth and input here, and you just kind of, you know.
You didn't ask an open-ended question.
Okay, well, I chime in and help to continue the conversation. Again, that's probably why my six is communication, connectedness, woo, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so seven is belief. So I have certain core values that are unchanging. Out of these values emerge a defined purpose in life. I mean, that's huge for me. Consistency. the need to treat people the same. They try to treat everyone in the world by consistently by setting up clear rules and adhering to them. I mean, that's so neat. Adaptability is my number nine. Which Dave is like, you're not, but I do. I flex a lot. And I think that sometimes when you see me stand my ground, you're like, well, what the heck? But there's a lot of things I flex about. Or once I settle down and think about something, I move with it, you know? So, now, relater. I'm going to find a way to relate to somebody else. You know, if it's dogs, cancer, Pampered Chef, whatever it is, right? Where we've lived.
Toothbrushing, we already discussed.
Yeah, but that helps. Yeah. I mean, it says they enjoy close relationships with others. They find deep satisfaction working hard with friends to achieve a goal. So that one's great. My 11 is harmony. They look for, see, and I don't enjoy conflict at all, but I love to find places of common interest. Again, because that kind of goes to relater and some of the other stuff. And to the number 12 for me, which is the includer. Which is almost at the, you know, bottom for you. I don't want anybody to feel left out. I want everybody to be connected.
Yeah, is, you know, harmony the one that's overall highest for both of us?
Like, where it's where it matches?
Yeah, because it's number 4 for me.
And it's number 11 for me. That's
probably, is there anything else that's on yours that are here?
None, like, of those top, are.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that, so that's it. Yeah. Well, that's a good one to, you know, share being high, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, well, it is good because we try to work together to come to a common goal. Really, I mean, we just do it differently.
It, considerably different.
But you know what's funny is my number, and I think this is really interesting in walking through this whole thing and going, oh, this really explains me. Maximizer. People who are especially talented in the maximizer theme focus on strengths as a way to stimulate personal and group excellence. They seek to transform something strong into something superb. And I do work to maximize, because then again, that goes to my very highest ones with developer to make somebody better.
Right.
You know, and then responsibility. They take psychological ownership of what they say they will do. And I really do. And they've committed to stable values such as honesty and loyalty. And when I tell you I'm going to do something, sometimes I forget, but I always make good on it or fess up, you know?
Yeah.
My next one that we match is achiever, minus 15 and yours is 5. So
6.
6? Oh, I'm sorry. So 6, yeah. So I like to be busy and productive. I like to accomplish things, you know, but what I accomplish is different than what brings, you know, satisfaction to me, different for you. So arranger, I think this one's really neat. They can organize and they have the but they also have a flexibility that complements this ability. See, that goes with adaptability. They like to figure out how all the pieces and resources can be arranged for maximum productivity. Yeah. You hear me talk about that a lot. I mean, I'm not super, super, like, overly organized, but yet I like to have structure and flexibility at the same time. And discipline. You know, this is funny that this one matches. People who are especially talented in discipline theme enjoy routine and structure. I do like routine and structure, you know, that order. So it's really funny. And here's where we start getting a little less, but I can see where it plays in the level. Activator is people who are especially talented can make things happen by turning thoughts into action. They are often impatient. And I am sometimes impatient. I want to get moving.
Yes.
Input. They have a craving to know more. Often they like to collect and achieve all kinds of information. And I really do. And that goes with the activator, like to a T. Because I want to move and get that information. So individualization, they're intrigued with the unique qualities of each person. Oh, I do love that. They have a gift for figuring out how people who are different can work together productively. In context is my next one. They understand the present by researching its history. So you got to look at all the things around you. And I love a good mystery, you know, and finding, you know, looking at that. Significance is low on yours, I think. No, it's high. It's high on yours.
Number 5.
Yeah, see, and that's what's funny. I'm in people who are especially talented in there are very important, want to be very important in the eyes of others. They are independent and want to be recognized. That doesn't matter that much to me. It's, right. You know, it's still, it's bottom third-ish. Strategic, which I know is high. People who are especially talented in strategic theme always create alternative ways to proceed. Faced with any given scenario, they can quickly spot a relevant pattern issue. I do like to come up with new solutions. So, I mean, that comes with some of the other stuff that's higher. Right. Self-assurance is 24, so I'm coming a little lower. They feel confident in their ability to manage their own lives, which I do find. They possess an inner compass that gives them confidence that their decisions are right. I do a good job with that. I'm not, like, really weak. And that's the nice thing with this. I can see where I do these things, and some just are way stronger than others. You know, so...
Absolutely.
And command. You would... I think some people would think that command would be really high on me because of the way I like to connect with people. I think they would think because I want to, you know, just take control and help find ways to make work. So because they have presence, they can take control of a situation and make decisions. Intellection. They're characterized by their intellectual activity and they're introspective and appreciate intellectual discussions. So, I mean, I do like to, but that is not my always what I like to have fun and I like to encourage, you know. So right. It's so fun to watch. Focus. And focus is high for you. Very high for you. It's 27 for me. So we're nearing the bottom.
3 for me.
Yeah, very high. People who focus, they can take a direction, follow through, and make corrections necessary to stay on track. They prioritize and then act. See, you do. Yep. You always prioritize and then act. And I'm not. That's not what I'm doing. Deliberative. And they are best characterized by the serious care they take in making decisions or choices. They anticipate the obstacles. So, focus and deliberative are way lower than activator and input. Like, I'll start taking action and kind of work through
right.
on that instead. And it says, you know, I don't anticipate the obstacles. So, I actually want to look at yours and see where yours are. So, which futuristic. One? Hold on. I'll go. We'll grab it. Deliberative. My next one, 29 for me, is futuristic, which is, you know, almost at my bottom. So yeah, that's
number one here.
I mean, I like to look to the future, but I'm not that strong. Like, that's not always my thing to look that far up. And what's funny is learner is 30 for me, which that's another one of your top.
It's number two.
I like the process of learning. You know, I like learning new things. I like having conversations with them. But I think part of it, maybe that learner's lower, is it's not necessarily for the pure aspect of like learning and making things better. I think it's also being connected with others.
Yeah.
You know, restorative. I want to know where the restorative. People who are especially talented at restorative theme are adept at dealing with problems. They are good at fighting, figuring out what is wrong and resolving it. See, I can tell when things are wrong, but I can't always resolve it and figure out the problem. Like, so that's really interesting. Ideation. Which I think that was low for you also was. Yeah, that was yes. That was the one you, that was like 29 for you. People who are especially talented are fascinated by ideas. They are able to find connections between seemingly disparate phenomena. So that's like making restorative and ideation are kind of together for me, you know, an analytical.
Yeah.
Theme search for reasons and causes. They have the ability to think about all the factors that might... and that's where I take action, and I don't necessarily... I mean, I think through things, but I don't necessarily... Like, analyzing a whole thing beforehand isn't necessarily important.
Right.
So, okay.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, so there's no, like... I mean, there's no right or wrong with this, but I think one of the big things is first to have the self-awareness and then to be able to know that about each other. It's pretty cool. Big deal.
So actually, it's so funny. I'm not gonna read the description since I didn't mind. So yours, and this is because I like to read through a note. Futuristic, learner, focus, harmony, significance, achiever, discipline. And discipline was really pretty low.
Yes.
For me. What was discipline? Because that's what cracks me up. No, discipline wasn't that low. That might have been 17. So, harmony and discipline were our two that were kind of both up highest with it. So, and then you have competition for yours. And I think that's really interesting that yours, because you actually are pretty competitive. So I find that really interesting. And I don't know. Oh, competition's number 31. I skipped over it for me. So, and that's funny because I'm not. I work to make myself better, but that is not like a primary focus. And that's what I like this. This kind of ties into the Enneagram some because it's sometimes those motivations. Like you're really high with consistency. Again, that goes to some of the other stuff. Which is funny. Your number 10 is a relator where you liked working together with people. And of course that goes with harmony really yes. well, you know? And see, activator, we're both a little bit impatient. Mine's number 18 for activator. And you know, they want to make things happen. And I think sometimes both of us taking action can be a benefit to us because we keep working forward. But see, your analytical comes right after and strategic. So those come together for you to problem solve way farther ahead and prioritize and plan. And me, I just keep going. And how many times have we had the conversation where you're like, do you think I haven't planned for that? When I'm going through the what if scenarios. Yeah. And you're like, I've already factored all of that in.
Yeah.
It's so fun to watch that. And so then your individualization. See, and that's, again, another harmony-linked one because it's figuring out how they work together productively. Your belief and, you know, your belief, your core values are pretty high. Your communication, you are very good with conversation. That actually surprises me that that's number 16 for you. I would have thought that that would be higher for you.
What's wrong? Communication.
Communication.
Yeah, every like all my like civil service appraisals and all that all have to do with good communication.
Well, you've always made really good conversation. You present well. I mean, you generally put thoughts in the words pretty well. Like, so that's what's really interesting. Intellection, I mean, you do. I mean, you appreciate some of the intellectual. I would have thought that would have been a little lower, though. Like, you like good, deep conversations, but not all the time. Like, you're kind of, you've got to be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. You really yeah, do.
And it's really not that often that I am. Let's just be honest here.
Yeah. Yeah. And so in your self-assurance, like I would have thought self-assurance was higher, but I think you maybe do second guess yourself and just don't let on sometimes.
Maybe a little bit.
But and then you have a ranger, which I was, you know, kind of, that was a little bit in the middle for me. They organize, actually it was a little on the higher end. Responsibility is, you know, 20, so that's not bad for you. You do generally try to, you know, be honest and loyal and take ownership of that stuff. Restorative is number 21. Maximizer, see, that's again tying into a lot of your other stuff. Deliberative, again, assuming obstacles. And then you have connectedness, but you do have a really good job of like everything, you understand the connection between things. And then command, again, I would have thought, I'm sure some people would have thought that would have been higher for you, but I think some of your other things just help it to stay up higher. Your woo is surprisingly high in comparison. You like to win them over, but you do. I mean, like when it comes to your like employers, coworkers, stuff like that, you really do like to win people over. Input. See, the craving to know more. Yeah, I can see why that's lower. Positivity is definitely a little lower. Ideation is low on both of us. Developer, we've already said context, includer, empathy, and adaptability. So it's so fun to watch, and then watch how some of these things naturally, because I'm lower on some of those things naturally, yeah, and you're higher, I think it naturally helps to bring me up and balances each other out. I mean, there's some that we're pretty similar on in the middle, but our orders are so very different to make it, like, and that's what they say, nobody in the world has the same exact, like, order.
Yeah, that would take a lot.
Yeah, so I just think it's so interesting to watch and go, that's exactly how I love to connect with others. I love to do, you know, so like seeing this hole in the order, it's like, yeah, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So, and it helps me, I think, sometimes to have a little more grace with you when you're like, let's think this through or whatever, like when you're trying to plan. And I don't really want to plan, but I know that it's a big deal for you, so I kind of walk through it with you.
Yeah.
You know, like I do. Right. I have to invest in it. Even though I don't always like to do it, I've learned that that's really high up for you. So if I don't do that, then I'm not showing that you're important enough.
Yeah. It's been pretty neat, like, going through this stuff and knowing this. Especially, I mean, we even did it for the boys, too.
Oh, I know. So we didn't do the big one for the boys yet, though.
That was interesting.
Well, theirs are actually, theirs is only their top three on theirs.
But they were really similar.
They were. They were very similar on those top three. That's what I would like for them, actually, now that they're, to retake it at some point and see how it is. If they're still the same as they've matured a little bit more. Because, I mean, like, you know, they say your Enneagram number doesn't change. And I don't think your strengths necessarily change if you are able to answer the test appropriately.
Right, right.
So, and, you know, that's what we thought about redoing the test. But then we went ahead and just bought it. And we're like, no, this is really pretty close. I mean, I think I would have maybe only shifted a couple. But a lot of them can seem higher because of the higher attribute that I have. So, well worth the little bit of cash it took to do it.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we were like really into it, and then we got busy with the move, a job search move and all that.
But I'm going to be honest. I think this was almost more in depth than you ever wanted to go as a whole. Like, it's really interesting to you, but I don't know that you really want to dive in all that much on that type of thing.
Well, it depends on how you define dive in. Like, I'll think about it, and I'll process it when things happen, but I'm not going to sit and, like, study, you know, make a dinner conversation of it, you know?
Yeah, and then me on the other hand.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do it that same way.
No, not at all. Like, not even close.
Like, and so sometimes I'm like, I feel like you're disinterested.
No, because, like, whose idea was it to do this right now?
Well, I know. Out of nowhere. Well, and that's where I know it's not out of a disinterest. It's we just do things so very differently.
Yeah.
And it's so funny watching it all play out in so much. And the fact that we're still married with how different we are.
Lucky lady.
Yes, I'm very lucky. Yeah. Very lucky. We have to finish reading our chapters.
We will.
Yeah. Well, we were reading our Audible book, too.
Yeah.
And so, I know, it stinks when we're not traveling with the kids.
No, it's okay to not travel 2 to 3 hours per children's event.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I know, I meant when we were even going to cross country, so.
So we'll be starting basketball stuff soon here. And something tells me cross country next year will be
a little more travel.
A little bit. I mean, depending on how, I don't know when we'll find out what the Wright State cross-country schedule is for next year.
Let's just get through this year and restrictions and the pain in the butt that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this was great.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
No, good way to kick off November. We're gonna try to do 4 total podcasts in November. We kind of cheated a little bit because, you know, doing one on the 1st.
But yeah, I mean, we're traveling a little in November, so.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, we might do one from Disney.
Maybe. Maybe I should call in to Cindy's podcast. You know, she has a podcast about traveling and tips.
Yeah, I could do that.
Be like, yeah, current scope of Disney.
So we fly there on Saturday, and then Sunday's our first day going around the...
Yeah, because our flight won't get in early enough on Saturday. So we'll kind of just put around, maybe do some shopping at Disney Springs. And,
yeah.
Because you know the boys like shopping. And then...
And by the boys, you mean Isaac.
You know, David dabbles.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll try to find something good. Yeah,
not for himself.
No, I know. Probably. he found a really nice t-shirt last time.
Yeah.
He liked it nice and soft and cushy.
I had the audacity to try to
give him a t-shirt.
He's like, Dad, I have a lot of shirts.
No, like, seriously, it's like 2 drawers almost. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's because, I mean, all of his races and all that, he gets a shirt.
Races, you know, the lack that, you know, they haven't grown that much. Isaac gets rid of things regularly because he keeps going through stuff because he gets tired of having to fold it and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why. David's, you know, he wants to do laundry less, so David will run through those clothes longer. Isaac will just do
laundry
twice a week.
Until he's out of underwear.
I don't love that he hears this if he listens.
Yeah. That's not my problem.
I love them so much. Oh, as annoying as they are. Oh, great. Oh my gosh, this was so great.
Yeah, what are we going to have for a snack tonight? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I was thinking maybe popcorn. I was so good this last time.
Wow.
Were you thinking that? Isaac gave you that subliminal message when he requested
it. I was hoping that.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah. Mix it. The microwave here. We might have to swap out this microwave and the one in the house. Because this one is really good for popcorn.
No, it's because of the way it was vented in the old house. It was vented outside.
Oh, okay.
It's so the microwave temperature would change with the temperature of the outdoors. And the fact that it's, like, always freaking humid there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, yes. Aren't you glad I had actually... I think you weren't sure if I was going to know what we were having for a snack.
It must have sounded really good.
I know, it's because he talked about it.
It's good.
Great. This was amazing. I am so glad we did this.
I'm glad I had such a good idea.
I do.
It's like it was very futuristic about it, if you will.
Yeah, it really was. Good planning.
Oh, yeah.
My planner.
Yeah.
Who needs a planner? That was a good fake. So, anyways, folks, have an amazing week. We're looking forward to hearing what your guys' thoughts are. And if you guys take the StrengthsFinder, be sure to share what your strengths are. We'll talk to you later. Bye.